Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
President Donald Trump has signed the largest investment in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan.
Joe Biden's policy and socialist agenda will only serve to destroy America.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised.
The pandemic would have been challenging for any president.
Now I've got to say, I'm working my ass off here.
Welcome to Biden Inc. That's what we're starting to call it. Biden Incorporated, after watching that Bobulinski interview last night on Tucker Carlson. Just so you're aware of this, as we welcome you back into the show on this Wednesday morning, just so you're aware of this, the night of the debate, which was, what, a week ago today? Was it? It was last Thursday, wasn't it? So a week ago tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it was
tomorrow.
Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Is the day right before the debate, this guy came out and held a news conference.
Mm-hmm.
Earth-shattering news. I used to work for Hunter Biden, met with Joe Biden. Here's what they were doing. I'm going to the FBI and the Senate committee hearing tomorrow. Nobody in the United States media has done a sit-down interview with Tony Bobulinski since he came out and said that. Nobody had the journalistic interest, even the passing interest, to say, hey, wait a minute, let me ask you a couple of hard questions. Wonder why 60 Minutes and Leslie Stahl didn't want to sit down and ask him a couple of hard questions, tough questions, about his association with the Bidens to find out if he was lying. Nobody. Crickets. So Tucker Carlson invited him on his show. This guy reeks of honesty. Can I just tell you that? He said, if he said it once, he said it two or three times, I don't want this to be about me. He even played the phone conversation where he called up the guy that worked with him and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and said, if Adam Schiff doesn't retract what he said about me, go in public. He's offended my honor. He's called me a traitor. I'm going public. And they said, you're going to blow the whole thing. And he goes, I don't care. There's not a thing. I mean, he just strikes you as being as honest as the day is long. So hopefully people, maybe it'll get a little more coverage now. Do you know Tucker Carlson for the month of October shattered records for the most viewers in cable television news? Shattered records.
Mm-hmm. Not at all surprised.
Yeah.
And
they've
this
really good
interview
lately.
Last
yeah.
night, he didn't do a regular show. He just ran the unedited interview with Tony Bobulinski. He didn't even bother to edit it, just so you could hear everything he had to say. And some of it, he got really deep in the weeds. But what you need to understand is how complicated this was. And at the end of the day, the fact that he believes that Joe Biden is compromised. His words. Just play cut 20 and then we'll get to our guest, please.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised. Obviously, I've referenced that I held a Q clearance. You're briefed on compromise and, you know, who you're able to talk with and deal and do business with. And I just don't see, given the history here and the facts, how Joe can't be influenced in some manner based on the history that they have where here with CFC and stuff like that. So as a citizen and an American taxpayer, I'm very, very concerned.
Charmaine Yost joining us now from the Heritage Foundation. And Charmaine, always a pleasure to get you on here. I'm listening to this thinking, wow, how is it in America, from the industry I used to work in for 25, 26 years, American journalism has deteriorated to the point that nobody's interested in this. That's amazing to me.
It's absolutely breathtaking. And, you know, I don't think you have to onto the fact that Biden is guilty to not be an average American who just like has questions and would just like to have a few questions answered. And the media always holds themselves up as being the people who ask the tough questions. And you're right. Why is that not happening? You just, it's really kind of breathtaking, particularly given how hard they went in on all of the Russia stuff. And it's just, you know, I mean, the entire impeachment move on something that was a lesser accusation. This and honestly, I woke up this morning to, you know, that's a fascinating rabbit trail that I went down online where, you know, some people were like, hey, you know, even if this is true, like, what's the big deal? And it's, you know, so there definitely need to be questions asked and answered about this.
Thank you. Yeah, people need to know. They need, and the good thing about Tony Bobulinski, I'll just point this out for people that didn't see the whole interview last night. He says, "Listen, all I am is the missing part that Ron Johnson didn't have in his Senate report." He said, "Go to the Senate report that Ron Johnson wrote, which most people never will, and start at page 65 and read forward. They've got the money transactions. They know the cash came from China through several different channels." To Hunter Biden specifically. And now you've got the CEO of that entity saying, listen, the money bypassed me. The money was intended to go straight to the Biden family to influence them. And I think it compromises his ability to be the president of the United States because he got money. His family got money directly from China. I just wish people would pay attention. Sometimes they tune in right before an election. Now some of them have already voted, and I saw today where one of the trending searches on Google was, can I change my vote? In most places, the answer is no.
Did you see the president the fact that people were trying to change their votes, and he was telling them, go do it. So, but I mean, one last thing about this is I thought the president did a good job of bringing up the whole, although it should have been prosecuted and defended and defined for people, the fact that they called Joe Biden the big guy. And, you know, isn't that the kind of thing that would be the source of a million memes?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be drowning them. Or revolved the big guy. The big guy.
The chairman, the big guy and the chairman. He talked about that last night in the interview. Anyway, pretty amazing to me as I watch the total lack of interest in this whole thing. We're down to the end here, and I'm fascinated as I watch what's going on around the country. I'm still a firm believer that the president is going to win this election. I think there's an undercurrent of support that is not reflected in any of these polls. I think the fact that almost half as many people, roughly half as many people, as voted in total last time have already cast their votes in this election.
You know what's interesting about that, Mark, is I totally agree with you. And I was reading this morning, actually, it isn't reflected in here's my double negative. There are a couple of pollsters who are seeing something different. They're just smaller ones. There's the guys called Trafalgar, and then the smaller outfit called Susquehanna, who are coming out and saying this is just outright voter suppression to be doing business this way. A lot of people are saying there's going to have to be a day of accounting and accountability for pollsters to, you know, to ask them exactly how and why are you getting it so wrong. This is, of course, assuming that you and I end up being right about the president pulling it out.
Yeah.
It does also mean that, you know, I was thinking, how wild is it, Mark? Here we are. We're within a week. You and I, next week, this time. And I'm thinking, I'd like to say that we're going to know, that we're going to have an answer. I think that, in fact, that you and I are both just going to be really, really tired.
It's true. And I'm glad you pointed that out. So I don't know about the – I did read where Frank Luntz, the pretty well-known pollster who's done a lot of work for Fox and CBS over the years, said, if we get this wrong again, my industry is over. We're done. If all of these polls are wrong again in 2020, we're done. And I think they're probably done. And beyond that, here's the other part of the problem. We know that the numbers last time, the overall vote numbers for Hillary Clinton were inflated because so many more people in California voted for her. But it didn't matter because there's only so many electoral votes California can give. And it made it look like a bigger margin of victory for her than it really was. But if you take away those roughly extra 2.5 million votes she got from California and New York, you know, it was about a 50-50 race. It's pretty much the president pulled it out. It was a close race. I see the same thing happening here again. Here's my concern, Charmaine. I had a viewer send something to me this morning that I thought was pretty interesting. I will protect her identity. But she said, my son just moved back here from California not too long ago. He had lived in California for 5 years. The state of California mailed him a ballot. He didn't request it. He didn't request it. They mailed it to him, okay? And she sent me a picture of it. So it's right here on my phone. I'm looking at it right now. Here's the interesting part. This is why if you don't think there's something rotten going on here, you're not paying attention. And I quote, how to return your ballot, return by mail. Mail your ballot so it's postmarked on or before Election Day. The ballot must be received by the elections office no later than 17 days after Election Day. So 17 days, that would be the 20th of November before California is even going to be done counting its votes.
See, that's just really, really troubling. And, you know, it's interesting because the Heritage Foundation has an election fraud database. And this is a project. Election integrity is something that we've been interested and concerned about long before all of the attention being paid to it right now. And so this is an ongoing project that we've had. And wow, I'm telling you, Mark, how the media has gone after us in the last week. So it's a database that's a compilation of a various selection of, so it doesn't purport to be a comprehensive list. It's just, you know, us gathering examples of verified pieces of voter fraud.
Yeah.
And there was a whole huge piece in USA Today going after us, going back to your point about, you know, shouldn't people be curious about various things? And instead of being curious, they're going after us and saying that that the database is illegitimate and all these kinds of things. If anybody's interested, we have a point-by-point response to this attack on our project. But, you know, it's very clear that election integrity is something that we need to take seriously, not just because of this election, but generally speaking.
Every time you bring it up, every time I bring it up on the radio, every time I bring it up on social media, somebody lashes out and says, there's no evidence of voter fraud. This is a straw man argument that the right makes because they don't want people to vote. They want to suppress votes, which is the biggest bunch of a malarkey that I've ever heard, to borrow a phrase from Joe Biden. Yesterday, Project Veritas was added again, Charmaine. I don't know if you saw this or not, but O'Keefe and company went down to Texas where they went undercover with a lady who's a political consultant, believe it or not, for a Republican down there, but who's actually working to change votes to Democrat votes, and she's harvesting votes. Listen to Cut 26, please.
I'm just going to break it down to you as simple as I can, because it's good for you to understand.
Right.
Okay, so what I do is I literally get the vote.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't vote for who we wanted her to vote for.
I know.
That was... Now, if I was there earlier, mm-hmm. before she did that, mm-hmm. I would have caught it, and that would have never happened.
That would have never happened, right.
But when it does happen, all they need to do is check the next person, put a line through it, put their initials, and that's done.
She was like she didn't want to do it at first, and then you reminded her that she was a Democrat.
You said you're voting straight Democrat for our conversation,
uh-huh.
and she's like, well, yeah, you know what, you're right.
And then she changed, she was clearly voting for John Cornyn, and then you made her,
but that's my job.
She was clearly voting for John Cornyn, and you switched it to Hagar, the guy that's running against John Cornyn. And her answer is, that's my job. And sometimes she collects 15, 20, 30 ballots a day. She tries to get to these people, according to the undercover video, before they've actually filled out their ballot so she can instruct them on how to vote. This is going on times 1,000 everywhere across the country. I'm convinced of it because of all these states that are mass mailing ballots out, like the one my friend here received from California.
You know, and I just can't help but think about the fact, to take this up to 30,000 feet, is that people died for our right to vote. Like, this is the foundational activity of the American people. This is what makes us who we are, the fact that we have the freedom to vote, our consciences. And so I just, it's not a game. It's not funny. It's something that we have to take seriously. And, you know, you think of places where that have been under oppression and then set free. You'll remember maybe better than I do. What was the country where, you know, they went and they had to use their, they stamped their thumbs to prove that they voted? And was that where it was?
I believe it was in Afghanistan, like, when they did that.
It was so inspirational just to see the joy and the excitement of being able to vote and to be free. It's the foundation of freedom, and we've got to take it seriously.
Yeah, you can't do that here when you're allowing mass mailing of ballots and you have no idea who actually filled them out or what proof it was that's the person whose name is on it that actually filled it out. It's amazing to me. Charmaine Yost, my guest here from Heritage. Charmaine, before we run out of time this morning, you wanted to point out, I know the Daily Signal has been reporting on this as well, that the Trump administration has taken a step to prevent abortion being listed as a human right by the United Nations.
You know, it's interesting. Thank you for bringing that up, Mark, because there's so many people out there who are saying, who make fun of quote unquote single issue voters. And I'm not a single issue voter, and I don't believe most pro-lifers are. But there's so much that happens in an administration below the radar in terms of it's so much more than Roe v. Wade. You know, I'm glad we've had this massive national conversation with Amy Coney Barrett. Confirmation about what's going on in the legal arena, but there's also all of these regulations across the federal government that any administration that comes in is going to be in charge of. And so I worked at HHS before I came, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, before I came to the Heritage Foundation. And you would be surprised. It was like practically, maybe not every day, but every other day, something came up that had some kind of effect on pro-life or anti-life regulations. So it's a very serious issue that's on the ballot that goes beyond kind of the surface.
Well, I'm glad you pointed it out. And basically, it's the administration taking a stand against this constant effort to get the United States to fund abortion services around the globe. And thank goodness he's standing up for it. Yeah, thank you. Charmaine, listen, I hope we're celebrating at this time next week.
It's going to be a wild roller coaster ride, that's for sure.
Hang in there, my friend. Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
You bet. Absolutely. Dr. Charmaine Yost there from the Heritage Foundation. Always great to get her on here. When we come back, The St. Louis County executive candidate Paul Berry III is going to join us to update us on his campaign efforts. Stay tuned.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, gonna do my final town hall by looking at the voter's guide that I've put out. We'll get Tim Jones to chime in as well on some of these statewide issues. Amendment 1, I'm a no on 1. Amendment 3, I'm a yes on 3. We're going to explain all of that, and then we're going to get to the nitty-gritty on some of these statewide races, what's really important out there. Of course, the county race for county executive is a key as well. And we have Paul Berry III on the phone with us this morning, running as the Republican candidate for county executive against Dr. Sam Page. And Paul, welcome back.
Good morning, 97.1 Nation. Good morning to you guys.
Yes, sir. You know, there's a lot on the line here, Paul. And I have to be honest with you. When I drive home in the evening, I see your signs all over the place out toward West St. Louis County. That's a good sign for you.
Well, good thing is that we have great people in the community that have taken the issue up. You know, the problem is that they woke the sleeping beast in St. Louis County. There's a group of people that would turn on their television and just say, yeah, I don't like what happened today, and then they'd move on. Those people aren't moving on anymore. That is not my campaign, believe it or not. They're putting those signs up in West County. That's citizens that are sick and tired. They're contacting us saying, where can we get signs? Where can we drop lit? Where can we make a call? And it's honestly, it's refreshing. It's refreshing that people are understanding that your county executive actually has more authority over you than your president or even your governor in this state. And taking the time to say, is Sam Page doing a good job? You know, I was on KMOX, your sister station, yesterday, and I said something to the effect of, I don't think that Sam Page is a mass murderer. Okay, that's one thing we do in politics. We love to sensationalize what the other person's done. But the problem is, and I think he's done some bad things, but I don't think he's a murderer, right? I don't think he is just the worst guy that I've ever met in my life in the bail bonds industry. But Sam Page would do us all a favor, since he's so interested in COVID, go back to medicine and let us run the county, because Sam Page has done nothing for economic development. What word has he said against the fund the police? You know, you want to know who Sam Page is? Go on his website, and we never do this as candidates, right? But I'm going to encourage you to go on his website and look at his endorsement list. One lady was arrested in that's a politician, was arrested in the middle of Ferguson. One person was with the group that was walking down the street protesting the McCluskeys. You know, and these are city politicians. Some of them are my friends. Okay, but I'm not taking their endorsements. You see, there's a difference. Okay, when you get endorsed by somebody, you're supporting the things that they support. And when you have Sam Page kneeling with Black Lives Matter, but will not go and say one mumbling word to defend the law enforcement, you as the St. Louis County voter have to decide. Now, Mark, there's something I've been itching to bring up. Okay, my grandmother told me once that. Even a broke clock is right twice a day, okay? I was floored to see the editorial board of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch actually agree with Paul Berry III in my campaign, even though they wouldn't mention my name, that Sam Page working as a doctor violates the charter. They've been making this spin on how he has to keep hours, to keep his medical license. That's not true. You have to have 50 hours of continuing education, and you're not paid for continuing education. You actually pay for it. Sam Page says, well, we looked at this, and, you know, we just felt like, no, Lyda Crewson is not allowed to work a second job. Parson is not allowed to work a second job. Trump, with all of his businesses, does not work those businesses on a day-to-day basis at all, or in any way. His kids are running the businesses, as we know. So this idea that the Post-Dispatch, and, you know, people were cheering that, and you know what I said? I said, oh, my God, they're getting ready to lie on me good. Because if and you and I know this, Mark, because we've been working in media, because what they're going to want to say is, well, you know, we talked about Sam Page on Tuesday, but on Thursday, this is why. So I want you guys to ignore this. And I'm just going to say, if you believe verbatim that what the Post-Dispatch says about any candidate or anything in politics, then I'm not your candidate. Don't even waste your time. Go vote for Sam Page. Vote for shutdowns. Vote for the CARES Act money that he's messing around. Vote for his vetoes. Don't vote for me. Okay, but if you understand the media lies, okay, then I'm your candidate.
Well, you know, talk to me a little bit about your endorsements, because place you need to pick up a lot of votes is going to be in North County, and you've got a coalition of mayors and elected leaders in North County that have endorsed you, correct?
Well, absolutely. So we have the Fannie Lou Hamer Coalition, which was founded by Hazel Irby, which are local state reps and mayors and older people. But the one thing that I am proud of is that I also have the endorsement of not only former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch and councilmen, I also have the endorsement of all the state reps and senators in St. Louis County. So we have what I would call a coalition of politicians that may not agree with each other all the time, but they recognize two things. Number one, my ability to bring the county together. When North County, okay, endorsed me, the main thing that one of the mayors was telling me, his name's James McGee, very respected mayor of City of Vinita Park, he said, Paul, you have got to bring us together. He says, there's one thing I can say. You know how to talk to people in South County and get them to understand what's going on up here, because we can't fix this as just being part of the county. We need the whole county to help us with the crime and the jobs. That is the silent majority of African-American voters that I'm looking for. If you throw piss and batteries at cops, you're not going to vote for me. I'm a back to blue guy. There's no question about it. I wear it on my shoulder. But the silent majority wants somebody to do something about crime. Crime is up 19%. Suicides are up 30% in St. Louis County. There's death going on. And everybody, you know, and Sam Page gets up there like Moses every morning and has a fake press conference where he's talking about what he's going to do. No, Sam Page has used the CARES Act funds at every step of the way to win this election. And I say that if he wants to come on your show and argue it, I'll be back. But I'm sure he won't. That's the problem. We have just gotten to the point where North County is just, they know they can't make it 2 years. Okay. There's not a question. And in a presidential cycle where these same politicians, just like your friend, Keith Antone Willis, right? Great guy, right? We all like him. We don't agree on politics. He hates Trump. Guess what? North County politicians hate Trump. But with all that being said, they are not even looking at party right now. They're looking at survival.
Right.
And they know economic-wise, they cannot survive under Sam Page, and they have given me the sword to take them out.
Well, I hope that happens, Paul, and we already know we're going to see some record voter turnout. That's going to be a key as well. So good luck, my friend.
Absolutely. One other thing I want to say, vote, vote, and vote, okay? It's not just about me. It's about Andrew Kanick. It's about Ann Wagner. I don't always agree with Ann Wagner and everything, but I put it on the scale. What do I want? Do I want Jill Shoup as my congresswoman? No. So make sure you vote Ann Wagner and Andrew Kanick. The rest of the team, it looks like we got them covered. Those are the two you got to focus on, St. Louis County. Thank you.
A great point, my friend. Thank you. Paul Berry III there running for St. Louis County Executive. Get out there, vote, let him know. Vote, vote, vote. Vote early and often. That's what that sounds like. No, you can't do that.
Just once.
Unless you are living here and the state of California mails you a ballot, even though you didn't request it, you could technically vote twice, I guess. But I would recommend against that. That's the kind of, you know, there are going to be people who are dishonest who are going to do that. They're going to be at their apartment or their house. They're going to get two or three ballots in the mail for people that haven't lived there in 15 years, and they're going to fill them all out and mail them back in. It's just a system set up for problems. That's all there is to it. 314-241-9797. I've got Gene Evans from the Missouri Republican Party coming up at 8:10, and Jay Ashcroft, our Secretary of State, who's in charge of pulling off this election next Tuesday. We'll get his take on it as well.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we've learned that more COVID restrictions are
coming, right? We know they went into effect,
what, last night in Illinois?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At midnight.
I saw where, this is pretty smart, actually. Marriott is offering a day pass for you if you're tired of working at home. You can go to a Marriott. It's not an overnight stay. It doesn't include the gym and the pool. But if you feel like you can't stand being home anymore, or it's driving you crazy to sit there and stare at the mess in the kitchen while you're working, they've offered a day pass. You have to be part of their I guess their travel program or something like that. But you get a hotel room from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the Wi-Fi.
Ah,
the chair.
Yeah, I'm like basically rent an office space from them.
Pretty much. They're offering the day pass package at hotels. Oh, St. Louis isn't on here. They're going to add more locations: Atlanta, Dallas, New York, Phoenix,
so
Hong
Kong.
So you
get your employer to pay for that, or like you're on your own?
I don't know.
My guess is you're on your own.
Which would be like, I'd be like, it doesn't even...
You'd have to be very desperate. But I think there are people that are getting... I mean, if you can get away from the kids and the dog and the dishes.
My guess is that it's going to be on your dime, because if what a lot of companies are realizing is, you know, we didn't need all this office space we're paying for.
Right.
At
the real
$20
estate market with that kind
foot.
Of stuff will be very interesting here very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, I think a lot of this goes off the radar. The national media will stop covering it after November 3rd, because at that point it's not going to affect the outcome of the election anymore. I think that's driving it to a large extent. So here's my question. What's going to happen on Election Day in Missouri? We've already seen long lines every day. Again, yesterday, I drive past the West County Government Center out there on Clarkson.
Yes, I live close to that
There's
one. It's
people
very busy.
Lined all the way down, and then because it was raining, under the awning, halfway down the other side of the Strip Shopping Center, almost down to the Slim 180 office down there. People are turning out. They're voting early. We're going to talk to Jay Ashcroft, the Missouri Secretary of State, about that coming up at 8:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!